Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson. Two special guests with me this morning, Ari and Becky Hausch of Ari's Roofing. And I was honored to do a promotion with you recently in Palm Harbor in this thing that you've been involved with for quite some time, Ari, called No Roof Left Behind. And I didn't know anything about this program until I met you guys that day. How long has this been going on?
Good morning. Yes, we've been doing this since the fall of 2013, where we discovered the No Roof Left Behind through a conference that we participated with one of our manufacturers. So that would say that we're doing it. This is our sixth roof that we do in the last 3 years.
But you don't do just one roof a year, do you?
No, we did the first year. Now we're doing two roofs a year because we had so much feedback from it and people, you know, that needed the work done. So we decided to do two roofs, one in the spring and one in the fall.
So you say that you're doing this two times a year. Explain to everyone what I didn't know is what this program is all about and how it works.
Okay. The program itself is essentially to help out families or homeowners that are in a hardship financially and have a roof that's decayed or that's really badly leaking and it's jeopardizing their living arrangements in the home. So through the No Roof Left Behind, and whether it's through their family, friends, coworkers, they can qualify for a free roof by going to the No Roof Left Behind website, which we kind of monitor and help with the selection until we narrow it down to the last four candidates. And then, of course, those would go back out to the community, and they would be voted in by their peers, if you would say, the community peers, as to who would get that free roof. And it's a complete new roof, new fascia, new gutters, new screens, and of course, a full roof system.
Well, when I was out there with you that day in Palm Harbor, the lady that had just gotten the roof this last time, I was completely amazed at how thankful she was at being able to get the roof. But that wasn't the only thing that you guys were doing. You have other partners as well. It wasn't just the roof she was getting. She was getting windows and all kinds of stuff that day.
Oh, yeah. We've actually paired up and partnered with a contractor, Bozark Contracting, which does all the windows as needed. And the doors, so they could do sliders or front doors, and then also Boyle's Aluminum, which will do all the screening. If there's a pool enclosure that's went bad, or the screens on the windows and doors, as well as all the aluminum fascia and soffits and the gutters. So when they it's all done, it's a real facelift of the exterior of the home.
And I was amazed. Like I said, the lady that I met out there was literally in tears almost the whole day that we were out there. But there were other people whose roof you had done before that. I know one of them was a veteran that you had done. So how many people now altogether have been helped by this program? Can you count them?
I think we have counted to date that we've helped six families restore their homes with a new roof. And that's a beautiful thing that they do. They're so appreciative of what we do for them that they follow the No Roof Left Behind through the radio and through the website to find out when the next dates are. And then they come out and they support and share their testimony to the newcomer, if you would say, the person that we're doing the roof for. And it's been a wonderful thing, and it's kind of kept it with that family atmosphere to where they're so appreciative, not just the day you do it, but year after year, they become, family and friends for life.
And I saw that because it was like a party out there. There were kids out there and dogs out there. And like I say, people who had passed recipients. And I know we had lunch out there. It was a celebration.
It is actually a celebration. We, over the years, have grown a little bit to where now we get sponsorships from Sonny's Barbecue that'll come out and bring lunch. We have another participant, which is M's Delicious Cupcakes, and the inflatable bounce house from Angels, and face painting and balloons. So we make it a celebration, a fun day for the friends, the family, the neighbors to come out and just celebrate for the day with that particular person that's receiving this free roof. donation, if you would say.
Right. And if there are other companies that want to become involved in this way, do they go through you, or is this No Roof Left Behind a more far-reaching program than just here in St. Pinellas County?
It is more far-reaching than Pinellas County. It's actually a national program.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it started in Michigan by a roofing contractor that felt that he would give the opportunity for other roofing contractors throughout the nation to give back to the community, which, again, we discovered in 2012 and started in 2013. But we feel that a lot of times when we get to the property, there's other things that are needed than just a roof, because when a family or a homeowner doesn't have the money to do their roof, they usually don't have monies to do anything in their home.
Exactly.
So we'll see the landscaping is in disarray. We'll see that it needs painting. We'll see that it may need AC. We have not acquired those partners yet for those particular different job description, but we're looking. We're looking for AC guys, painters, landscapers that would want to join the program to even give more help to the homeowners to truly make it a blessed day for them.
Well, and you and I had talked about this, I think the day that I was out there, that I had run into a young man who was working in a Pinellas County school system. Now they're doing, they call it High Tech High School, and he really wants to become a landscaper. And when I told him about this program, he wants to become involved in it. So it's not just companies, it can be individuals as well that want to give back to the community or just to the world around them in general.
Absolutely, Mimi. We can have volunteers come in and do some groundwork, landscaping, cleanup, anything that they want to volunteer their time in helping the family that's been selected. We welcome that, and they can be part of the group and the family that were, you know, the day of celebration. So we encourage anybody to come out, and they'll have plenty of opportunity to meet people, to participate, to celebrate, to have food and lunch with us, and just to reminisce about, you know, how good it is to give to others.
Even like Boy Scout troops, or I was thinking, I know a lot of kids in high school need Bright Future scholarship time, and this would be a great opportunity for them as well. If you wanted to get a troop or a group of kids together and come and help you, say, on the next project, they could do that as well. You'd welcome that.
Absolutely. As I said, we welcome anybody that wants to come out and participate, whether it be your church youth group or the Boy Scouts or any kind of teenage association that wants to come out and get these kids involved so they can give back a little bit and see how appreciative the folks are that are receiving it. It's just a wonderful thing. And all our workers are volunteers. We don't pay anybody. They just come out and they give their time. And you can see just a smile on their face when they're done that, hey, we did something today that had nothing to do with making money or anything like that. It's just giving back. And I think it just helps bond the company, helps bond the co-workers together, that they're hands-on and hand-to-hand, they help somebody that's in need.
When I first heard about this and I came out to do the promotion, I kind of was worried because I see this a lot in this program. People want to get advertising for whatever particular thing they do. And we're very careful about who we allow because we really want those people to be above board. And I was concerned about that. And I went out there and felt the love. I don't want to be corny about it, but really felt the love and the fellowship out there. These people were doing it for a greater good. It wasn't for the fame, the fortune, or anything like that.
Yeah, we leave that part out of it. And it's truly, like you say, it's just the sole purpose of it is to give back to the community. We don't really advertise under our company name.
Right.
It's the No Roof Left Behind, what's nice about it, too, is we take the whole block. We have the sheriff department there to maintain traffic so nobody, gets in an accident with the passing mm-hmm. vehicles and all that. So it really is done professionally, and it's done in the atmosphere of just celebrating that particular address, if you would say, of the mm-hmm. home. And so it's a great thing, and we get more out of it from that, just giving back and bonding our company employees with, we have our sales team out there, we have an office team out there, and then we have the field employees out there. So it's a great day to just, get together, because when you're working on a day-to-day basis, you don't see these guys every day. They're out on the roof, they're out on the road. So we kind of just we invite their families to come, their kids to come, so they can see Daddy working it up on the roof.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Get their face painted and get some cupcakes and just have a great day.
We were talking about the website. Let's give that again. Is that really the best way to get involved in this all the way around, whether you own a company, you want to give your time, or you want to give some product?
Yes, you can go to the No Roof Left Behind, www.noroofleftbehind, and there are different pages there that you can go to, whether you want to be a participant or volunteer, or if you have a hardship and a need, then you can send in your resume to that, and then it links to us, and we'll respond to it, and with the cooperation of the mother company, which is No Roof Left Behind, which is in Michigan. So everything can go through the No Roof Left Behind website, and as well as there's a link to our website there if you have further questions for contractors that, hey, I want to get involved and help, then they can connect with us, and then we can let them know in more detail as to what the program's about.
And the next roof that you're doing is when?
The next roof coming up is the first week of May, I believe.
Okay.
And
so we have time.
We have time. We're taking resumes now, or you know, the applications and storylines, and going through that. So this is the time to participate or to get that resume in as to what the need is, and from there, you know, the roof will be selected. And I think 2-3 weeks before the actual date, the finalists would be announced, and then from there, it's just scheduling the work.
Let's talk about the kind of people that you have served in the past. The lady that I met, I know, was raising several foster children. She had been raised by a foster mother, does a lot of work with her church. She works full-time, but just as you said, didn't have the money to be able to maintain this property. These are the kind of people that we're really looking for here, aren't we?
Absolutely. And you know, we see these people, every one of them that we've helped, we always see that they are the first one to give back to others.
Right.
As you mentioned, Kay and her mom, has several foster kids, and she lives with her mom. She has a daughter, and saw her mom. Her mom owns the property, so she basically put the resume in for her mom. But her mom works at a church, and she's involved with her youth program. She takes care of foster kids, and then she helps her family all the time. And it was just such a blessing for the family to see that she was able to receive this roof and more.
Right.
And based on everything that she's given in her life to her community and to her friends and family around her.
And that's exactly what we want to have happen. These are the kind of things that we want to see. When you give to somebody, you want it to be somebody who's really reaching out themselves. That whole karma.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember Joe. Joe was a veteran that we helped.
I met him
previously last year. And he was at a point where he was going to lose his home because he couldn't afford to replace the roof because the insurance company was going to cancel his policy that was tied to his mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was desperate. He had no means, no financial means to get this done. And so when his sister, you know, put the resume in for him and he won, I mean, the whole time we were there, he essentially was in tears because he knew that this was a life changer for him. And
right.
It was just something that he could have never dreamed of happening. So he was basically going to become homeless.
Well, and he was one of the biggest cheerleaders that day. I was so impressed with him. He came up and introduced himself to me and told me his whole story and told me how much you had blessed him. And it made me cry. I'm telling you, Kay, he, and several other people, and then looking at the people that were involved in it, I walked away from there with just a really wonderful sense of emotion. Like I say, it made me want to cry, but in a good way.
Yes, and keep in mind, too, it's, you know, we provide all the labor and the trucks and the equipment to do the project. We obviously have our sponsors, our manufacturer sponsors that donate the materials. We have our distribution firms that donate some of the other materials needed and the deliveries of the materials. So it is a group participation. It's not a burden on anybody. It's one day of the year that we can give back. And if everybody, more and more people participate, it just really is, it turns all the burden away. and then you could see the benefit of the blessing that it's received upon from the family that's there, and that makes all the difference.
I think that it would be really cool if somebody who doesn't know anything about this program, hasn't seen it in action, really needs to come and just be there for that day. I mean, you don't have to be a recipient or a former recipient to come and be involved in the actual program that day. What I saw from your employees and the other people that were involved in this was a real sense of sincerity and wanting to give.
Absolutely. You know, we're there, we're the owners, our sons are there, our families are there, and I agree. I would encourage anybody, if they're skeptical, just come out, spend a couple hours, see what's being done, speak to the owner of the home, and see all the sponsors that we have there, and then when you walk away with that sense of fulfillment, that sense of these guys are really doing a great thing, and then if they're thinking about participating but they want to check us out first, then go on that website, No Roof Left Behind, and check out the dates and come on out, and you'll see that when you leave, you'll feel as committed to us that we need to help more people.
And that's how I felt too. I got to admit that I walked in with a healthy sense of skepticism and walked out with a completely different feeling.
That's a great thing.
Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Ari Hausch has been our guest this morning. No Roof Left Behind. Give us the website one more time.
It's www.noroofleftbehind.com, and all the information is on the website with the phone numbers and everything.
Thank you again for coming on Sunday morning.
Well, thank you, Mimi. It was a pleasure.